As Dr. Seuss dictating on Gustavo and Clara. Gustavo is G, G as in George, G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Gustavo and Clara is E-N-C-L-A-D-A and Clara. Gustavo and Clara. Gustavo is G as in George. Date of birth is 1-10-77. Date of visit is 3-7-24. Please make a copy for Kirsten Kim, K-I-R-S-T-E-N, Kirsten Kim, K-I-M-M-D. Next paragraph, dear Kirsten, thank you for sending Gustavo and Clara for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, first present tell us. This is a 47-year-old male who had an episode of COVID pneumonia with respiratory failure, diagnosed in October of 2020. Did recover and was on oxygen for a short period of time after discharge from the hospital and was eventually weaned off oxygen, period. The patient was experiencing shortness of breath with activity as well as when he was talking on the phone, and has also been having fatigue, but no chest pains. He had a cardiology workup done, and has been treated for atrial fibrillation, and has had an ablation done in the past as well. The patient has gained weight and he denies any leg or calf muscle pains, and he denies any nausea or vomiting or aspiration, period. The most recent CAT scan on 11/22/22 showed a 6 millimeter nodule in the lingular area and no other infiltrate. There was a hiatal hernia noted. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of atrial fibrillation and ablation, history of hypertension, and a history for hyperlipidemia. He had hip replacement surgery in December of 22 of the left hip, and had been treated for COVID-19 pneumonia in October of 2020. Expired habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next, med list included lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin 5 milligrams a day, albuterol inhaled 2 puffs PRN. Next, family history. Mother died of brain cancer and lung cancer. Father is alive in good health. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue. The patient has some fatigue, no fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency burning or flank pains. He has no hay fever, but has shortness of breath and chest tightness. No abdominal pains, rectal bleeding or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. But has palpitations, no depression, anxiety. And no easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headaches. He has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this averagely but middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 120 over 70. Pulse is 88, respiration 20, tension at 76, weight is 161, and saturation 96. HED, non-spalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are essentially clear, no wheezes. Heart seems to regular. Heart seems to irregular. S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is status post COVID-19. Pneumonia with respiratory failure. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, history of migraines. Next, plan the patient out. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CTA of the chest. And was advised to get a CBC IgE level. And he was also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here approximately 3 weeks or earlier if necessary. Please add in the final diagnosis, rule out pulmonary emboli. The patient will come back for evaluation in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kirsten Kim, MD. KIRSTENMD. It's Dr. Susan.